Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
And we are joined by Dr. Kirsten Zemke. How are you?
I am good. Good. Happy to be here.
Fantastic.
We are so happy you're here. I'm so excited to do Traveling Tunes.
And now we're talking about Electroclash. What on earth is Electroclash?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Well, I was meant to even do Electroclash Revival. But we've got one revival and we've got two, air quotes, originals.
Yes.
So it's from the 90s and 00s. And I guess it's sort of, it's electronic music that acts more like punk. I think with electronic music, you get this sort of thumping EDM, you know, that repetitive dance music that's just, you know, about really wigging out there. You also get ambient sort of moodscapes and things. And I think also people feel electronic music can be, it's not very human. It's about robots, you know. So anything that kind of humanizes the music, you know, has given us interesting results. And so I think Electroclash was putting that sort of really earthy, greedy, punk, sort of visceral, anger, sexual elements into, you know, beep boop electronic music, and to show that it can, that, you know, music created by electronic instruments can sound super human and emotional. What one reviewer thing said, it's metallic and scuzzy, synths and sleaze. but we're going to hear a lot more genre names because people find it so hard to sort of, I don't know, put their finger on it and describe it.
Yeah. Well, we've got the Chicks on Speed with Eurotrash Girl here. Should we hit it?
Yeah.
Eurotrash Girl. Euro trash girl. Well, I've been up to Paris, and then I slept in the park. Went down to Barcelona, and someone broke into my car. Yeah, I've searched the world over.
So, what is a Euro trash girl?
It's this, well, that this song is actually a cover. It's even weirder. So it's a cover from 1993 of another group called Cracker. But well, you know, it's a girl that, you know, travels around Europe, speaks different languages, hangs out in clubs and smokes cigarettes. But so this group is interesting. They actually they're a feminist music and fine arts collective. So they're more than just a band. They do collage graphics, textile design, fashion. They even dabbled in instrument making, and they met in Munich in 1997 at the Academy of Fine Arts. So they're, you know, the music sounds sort of very sort of punk and sort of, I guess, even almost sparse.
Yeah.
But they're actually coming from this sort of high-end, educated, experimental, and they're considered real icons of the genre. I mean, you know, just the name itself, Chicks on Speed.
The CRS on the Metro, they shook me down for this bribe.
And so all these groups today, are they all European groups?
No, actually, I think we have one U.S. band. So it did become a thing, you know, like with people playing with electronic instruments, but just trying to do, you know, something less predictable with them. And I guess, yeah, punk people want to play with electronic instruments too. And what's funny is, you know, I hate on a genre show to then talk about other genre, but honestly, the descriptions here, nobody, one calls it electronica with new wave and techno. So it's like, well, now I have to describe all three of those to tell you,
you almost
what that
do.
Means. another thing sort of mentioned, one of the icons is Peaches. So if people know her, her music is kind of performance artish, and it's very funny. It's, you know, can be ironic, you know, like this track is as well, which, you know, not all genres have that. They're not all sort of self-deprecating, self-aware.
Totally.
And here's some other names: synthcore, retro electro, tech pop, new wave.
New wave. New squared.
So that's right. So, you know, people are just trying to, I guess, electric clash. They sort of now retrospectively, another retro. So we're talking 97 for this track and other sort of early OOs.
Yeah.
But I guess retrospectively, people have settled down and are happy with calling it electric clash.
Uh-huh.
And well, this is so the LCD System track here. Tribulations.
Okay. Yeah. So this is 2005.
2005. So we're getting a bit more as time goes on. Is there quite a sort of Y2K aesthetic to sort of electro clash? You know, those kind of sunglasses and, I don't know, gelled hair. I kind of imagine when I think Euro Trash Girl or things like that.
Hey, that's a good linkage. I didn't come across anything that said that, but yeah, I could totally see that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So like this band is USA.
Yeah.
They're from New York. And okay, and here's some other descriptions that are just, you know, trying to put the finger on it. Dance punk, electro house, disco rock,
yeah,
alternative
right.
dance. So like, in fact, one of the tracks, Daft Punk is playing at my house. So I guess that sort of shows that sort of playing with the sort of beat boop electronic, but giving it more punk. And I just, you know, I guess it's watching a genre form in real time, and that's why the names of it, you know, playing with it, what fits, what sits, you know, how they're going to describe it. And as I've said on the show before, a lot of bands, you know, resist genre titles, but yeah. The genre is just handy for your audience to find you and for people to know what to do with you. You know, do you like big venues, small venues? Do you like starting at 10 o'clock? Do you like starting at 7 p.m.? You know, just depending on what genre you are actually gives heaps of other clues as to, you know, how a record company treats you, how they find your audience, what radio stations want to play you,
totally.
You know? But a lot of bands resisted this title too. They said it was journalistic hype. You know, like, don't name us. We have no genre. Don't put us in a box. Some people felt it was a sellout, and you know, that some people said, oh my gosh, that title is 5 years old. We're on our third or fourth recycle. You know, a lot of bands are like, oh, that's old.
Yeah.
So bands will resist it, but I think it is handy for the fans. So they, in the late 90s, there actually was, oh, sorry, not the late 90s. In 2001, there was actually a festival called Electro Clash Festival. And so I guess that's a sort of a pinpoint where the name becomes a thing and it becomes more sort of codified as real.
Right, more of the overarching sort of thing encompassing everything. Overarching genre.
Yeah.
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 Okay, well, so that's LCD Sound System and Chicks on Speed. Now we've got the more new wave stuff that's sort of come recently with
yes.
Charlie XCX.
Yes, the Electro Clash Revival.
Ah.
It's coming back.
Well, we've got this track that everyone probably knows out there.
I know, I got BFM to play Charlie XCX.
I know, who would have known?
So this is 2024 Von Dutch.
Yeah.
catchy beats. I mean, we've been kind of grooving in our seats this whole segment.
Well, yeah, and so I guess, you know, you're feeling the sort of dance part of it.
Yes.
Like her stuff written about her, again, that Eurodance, J-pop, which is Japanese pop, synth pop, Italo disco, bubblegum, hyper pop, you know, just trying to put their finger. But I mean, you know, you pointed out the dance element. And one thing I didn't know about her is that her mom's Muslim Indian.
Right.
And she has synesthesia.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and so she does a lot of activism too, which is, you know, sort of a thing a lot of artists do now. You know, like, we want more from them. We want them to use their position. Mm-hmm. Pro-LGBTQ does a lot of stuff for them. She supported Kamala Harris. You know, so she's sort of, well, you know, one thing she talked about, she does have the party girl aesthetic, like a Kesha or Gwen Stefani, you know, like, yeah. I'm just a girl bouncing around. But she actually, you know, then, you know, uses her position to sort of, you know, try to support causes she believes in. And she's won Grammys, you know, she's done multiple albums, and she, you know, she's had a track in like the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the style has really come into, you know, the mainstream from being sort of punky art house, right?
Yeah.
to now she does stuff with Billie Eilish, Troye Sivan, you know, so she's right in there. Oh, and she got started on MySpace.
Wow. I mean, Brat was almost a global phenomenon last year. You couldn't go really anywhere without seeing Brat. So I think it's amazing to see how it's come from that early noughties kind of underground scene, you know, not so much in the public spotlight. Now it's just right there in your face.
It's the biggest genre music song ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so true. And even another genre, I guess not a genre, but just sort of a movement, would be the sort of young girl pop, you know, which has had its ups and downs, and it's really there strong right now, regardless whatever people think about it. But, you know, girls making dancing music. But yeah, as you said, she's tapping into that older thing from 20 whatever years ago,
yeah,
and sort of bringing it back, electro clash revival, yeah, and bringing it back right smack in the mainstream.
So with electro clash coming back, what's the kind of culture that inspires this kind of music to be made? Like, what situations arise in society that brings this music out?
Oh, that's a cool question. I mean, I think obviously the way that Charlie XCX is doing it is different. Like, she's not coming from a band where it's a bunch of friends, you know, experimenting and coming together in a sound. You know, she's a pop artist. She can go in and out and dabble in. But I guess, like you said, there are some things in society that haven't changed. And whatever sort of bred that music to emerge in the first place, whether it's sort of the anger of punk, whether it's sort of, you know, the worries about technology, as you said, Y2K, but also trying to humanize it, it shows that 2025, we're still thinking about the same things, you know?
Totally.
We're not. We haven't settled, you know, our thoughts and some of the stuff. We're still playing with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she's still playing with it, making really electro stuff that still has got really body, human sort of vibes to it.
So for our listeners that have now fallen in love with electro clash, do you want to rifle off a couple of bands that they can go and listen to?
Well, I mean, I guess that there's, you know, the old ones, like I said, Peaches, Fisher Spooner, something called Miss Kitten and The Hacker. Something is saying Scissor Sisters. I guess some people have said that even Lady Gaga and Scissor Sisters, like, again, that was like a mainstream dabble with it.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Tron and Gold Frap. But yeah, that's where people can sort of go. Felix the House Cat, this is another one.
Oh yeah.
The certain tracks of his, yeah, really fit that criteria, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke. That was very insightful into electro clash.
Thank you so much. I'm in love with
very
it.
Very fun.
I love it. I think I'm an electro clash girl now.
Great. We'll catch you next time.
All right. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Hey, and we can just go straight into our news headlines now. Great segue.